Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
How do you fuck up fettuccine Alfredo in a bag?
You just
heat it up and add water.
I'll tell you how you
do it. We've all done this in college.
I'll tell you how you do it. It's already terrible. This chicken tonight / Marie Callender's garbage.
No, I've had chicken viola and it's great.
Voila.
Whatever. It's great. They have the
it's
garlic
not.
Chicken.
No, you have no taste.
No, but I mean, it's not great, but it's fun. I will say, the Ina Garten ones
never had that.
Well, they're gone now because they changed distributors and Ina said, yeah, you're not making it the way I want to make it. I'm pulling out. And she stopped her food. But her beef bourguignon was fantastic.
It was frozen?
It was frozen, and you just added water or wine to it.
Where'd you get it?
It was in grocery stores.
Wow.
This was like 3 years ago. She had that.
No one gives a shit about any of this.
She had a shrimp scamp. It was. No one gives a shit.
But I want to be clear. You can overcook the pasta.
You can.
Yeah. But I agree.
I'm not saying it's good. But the way they were talking about it was as if they were eating summer camp food.
That's true. I am a big, this is a news alert, a big news alert for everyone. I know this is surprising.
You're
quite
a snob
when it comes to food. I think those things are terrible.
You could just say snob. You don't have to add food.
That's true. I'll agree with you.
You're a snob.
This is reality game.
Food, lube. Hair products.
Life's too short not to be a lube snob.
I agree with that. Y'all, don't be. Get that boy butter. We need to reach out to them for a sponsor.
Butter.
Y'all, this is 90 Days. Oh, you know what? That was an announcement we didn't think of. We'll be having a. Speaking of butter, we recapped the episode that aired just recently of 90 Day Diaries. It's going to be coming out in, like, I think the 19th with...
yes, a week from this
not
Thursday.
Not Married to America. Married to Reality.
Married to Reality with John and Teresa.
Yes, we had a ball.
So much fun.
Teresa was stuck in a closet recording. John is maniacal.
He forced her into that
forced
closet.
Forced her in this closet. Anyway, we're having a good time in our ménage à trois, and this week we're doing one with Jackie Johnson with Natch Butte. She's a comedian, and it's all about beauty.
Beauty.
All of you that have been bugging me, you want a makeover, you want to hear, this is your time.
So shut the fuck up.
Listen to her episode on part one, and then listen to ours on part two.
We got her to weigh in on some looks, some classic 90-day looks of people like Danielle. And okay. But she was like, she's like, I can tell by her confidence that she's living this.
She is. Now, I want you to, I'm going to do a reenactment of, I showed her the picture of Stacy with brown hair, and she was like, with twin life Stacy.
Yes.
And then Stacy, y'all, that one in the testimony where she
had, it looks like she has like
brown lips, bronzer all over her face, and her hair was up kind of ratty.
Yeah, like cavewoman. Yeah.
And I showed her that picture, and what was her face?
Jack's like, oh, those aren't the same person.
She did not believe they were the same person. It was pretty funny. We had
a good
time.
They are, Blanche. They are.
They are. We talked about Devin. Like, we talked a lot about 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, there was a lot of Devin shade going on.
There was a lot of Devin shade.
And there was some good stuff. Like, we showed her Tiffany.
Again.
Tiffany.
You tell me.
Not only Tiffany's pregnant again, Lauren and Alexi are pregnant again.
Lauren, that one we're excited
about.
That's
a back-to-back.
Wait, does that mean, no shame in the game, but does that mean Devin has three different babies from three children from three different baby daddies?
Ding, ding, ding.
Get around, I get around, yeah, get around.
But it makes me sad that Jihoon never gets to see his son.
Oh, so sad. But Lauren and Alexi they're having the third. They don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I think they're waiting till the end.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, I'm only a little concerned because on social media she's constantly saying how hard it is to have two.
It is. She's talking about how hard it's set to, and she's doing these crazy workouts trying to get her body back.
I know.
Like, I admire her, and I just went, but was this planned? Did she freak out?
No, this was a surprise. This was a surprise. So that's why hold a little space for Lauren, you guys. It's okay to be happy.
She's a tired mom. This Mother's Day when we recorded, she's a tired mom.
Yeah, but just hold a little space, because if you followed her on social media, she does have a lot of anxiety about having her younger children, and we know Alexi's not that helpful,
and we know that her mom is not always the most.
I love her mother.
The sweetest. I love her mother too, and I love their relationship.
No, her mother just doesn't put up with any of her shit.
I would watch their show if it was more of like her interacting with her mom and sister.
Yeah,
and her dad.
I'm not interested in her and Alexi,
but it's just her and Alexi
and
being
the kids
happy. It's like, where's the drama?
If I want to watch just constant screaming, I'd come and watch in my bedroom at 5 o'clock. In the morning.
Yeah.
That's why I was up late last night.
Woo! Yeah. Y'all. She entertained.
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 Sometimes you have those nights where the clock just goes, you're like, it's 5 a.m.
Wow. Wow.
Time happens fast when you're making magic.
Do you ever make eye contact with the neighbors
no.
on the other side that share the bedroom wall? Because your bed is up against the wall.
Actually, last night when we were talking, I was like, I said, we should probably move to the living room. And it didn't last long because we moved back here to the bedroom pretty quickly.
You might want to bring them brownies.
I know. I have a feeling they were probably, I probably kept them awake.
Yeah.
Because I was loud.
Yeah, so no shit. Yeah.
And just the production values in general were high.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I can imagine.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
you would turn to stone.
Yes.
You saw it.
Just frozen. All right.
You're frozen.
Real quick.
Hurts,
we went over them before,
burn.
But we want to Selling Sunset Reunion is up on our $5 Patreon. Lalu is going on a break for a bit. However, Welcome to Plathville is coming back on the
17th
on the $8 tier on our Patreon Supercast, and then right after that, Bling Empire is coming out.
No,
on our,
before that, 5/13, May 13th.
Oh, Bling Empire is first. So Bling Empire is coming back for our $5 tier. We're going to put both of those. Those are a new season, Who Dis? So we're going to put some of those episodes at the beginning on the free feed, and then we'll put them back behind the paywall. Ow. You know, try before you buy, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Be careful, because your asshole's like meat curtains right now, and you'll just fart. It's just...
You just woo! See... You just see,
they're just
you
swinging
just see
low.
Of my shorts. My shorts
you just see,
go...
Poodle, what is that? Is that your prostate just hanging out your butthole? Foul. That was too much treatment for me.
That was too much. Too much.
Anyway, y'all, and we want to remind you that
in
in the Facebook group in the Sissy Squad, our charity this month is the National Network of Abortion Funds. As you know, women's rights to their bodies are under attack.
Actual
in this country.
Bodily autonomy.
And so we want to do all that we can to support women. So that, and then Love in Paradise is coming back on June 10th.
June 10th.
Way that show's going to work. We'll put the first episode on the free feed. The rest of them are going to go back on the behind the $5 paywall. And then after that, like
when it airs
months,
on TLC,
it'll come out on the free feed.
I will say they did this for Single Life season 2. It normally is 4 to 5 months at least.
Single Life
season 2, it must have only been 3 months when they put it on TLC.
Which, so, thank you for saying that. Y'all, we drop our episodes of Single Life out every Friday. So I think it airs on Monday, but we're already front-loaded for the week. So if you want to watch...
Speaking of front-loading.
Yeah. If you want to watch Single Life or revisit it again...
They call me in college.
And you didn't want to pay for our recaps, then watch it on TLC, and then you can listen to our recaps on Friday mornings.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
We already talked about Ménage à Trois.
We did.
Sonic Sunset Reunion.
Said that too.
You did? I was listening.
That's, I know. It's fine.
Live shows.
Talked about that too.
Don't remember.
I said, yeah, I did.
I said, where got was I?
You were thinking about your banging. Still.
I was still going,
You got it. Bet you texted that guy today, didn't you? You followed up.
Ooh, I did follow up.
We're off tomorrow, so I'm scared.
Dear sir, I very much enjoyed your penis last evening.
If you'd like to frequent my parlor on every Wednesday eve, I feel that would be appropriate.
Sincerely, Poodle Boudreaux.
Or the person you just called Aqua-Eyed Bitch.
Or Good Boy.
Good Boy.
As you repeatedly
said.
After you were slapping my ass.
Postscript. Bow Wow.
Bark, bark.
Wow.
BPS. Wow. Your handprint is still on my ass.
Yes, exactly. Please don't invite him over tonight.
I can't. I need
you
a
want
night
to,
off.
Though. I know you do. You know what? If you want to do it,
no,
do it.
I need to rest.
Was it like a baby arms, too?
Let's say this. It was nice, but it was more. There was some artistry going on.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah,
good for him.
There was lots of choreo.
Okay, yeah,
it was a good show.
Yeah,
it was a good show, and I was participating, so I felt.
Well,
like
you are a part of the Rhythm Nation.
I felt like I was being like when you see ice dancers, they kind of throw them out over here.
Yeah,
and they're moving here.
You were just being thrown out.
Yes, it's being. Throne.
Throne. Just twirling and land. And you landed that dick. Let's move on. Boy.
Woo!
Whoa. Okay, everybody. We're going to get reviews saying they talk about sex too much. But you know what, everybody?
That's the show.
We talk about sex so you can talk about
sex. There you go.
So get yours, ladies. Get it.
And just fast forward through it when you start hearing us do it.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
All right. If you're on the Intimate Portrait right now, not only are you horrified, but you're also sitting right here in the middle with us. That's on our $15 tier.
You're sitting right here where I made out with somebody last night.
It's true.
May be some fluids over there where you are.
Yeah. I originally sat on the couch and I just slid off because there was so much lubricant on it. I just was like, woo! Anyway, hey, that reminds me.
That's why you get a leather couch.
If you don't like our commercials, you can listen to this on our $8 tier as well. We don't talk about that enough, but that's available on the Patreon at Supercast. You get everything on there, commercial-free, ad-free, for your pleasure. Below Deck, all of it.
For your pleasure.
Summer House is done, right? No, reunion this
two
week.
Reunions.
Two reunions this week, y'all.
I don't know how they're going to get two reunions out of that.
I don't know either. All right.
But they did get three full reunions out of Salt Lake City. So
they were riveting.
Riveting.
Oh,
I still would. Can you imagine if Mary was there? Can you?
It was
only
like Christine
imagine?
Selling Sunset, but Mary now left the show. So sad.
Let's talk about Bilal and Shida.
Because her church is a cult.
Yeah.
Speaking of a cult, is Bilal's family under some type of spell?
What do you mean?
Because, as you said before we started, I guess the whole family are monsters.
They're all monsters.
Y'all, someone save Shida.
It's, you know what it is? They are, I think they're very formal with one another, and they're just greeting each other in an Islamic way.
I don't mean that.
But
I meant the dinner.
The dinner feels stilted.
Yes.
And
that was with editing to move things along.
Yeah.
It. So now, okay, some of you posted about this, and I think it's interesting to add context, but it still doesn't make. So apparently a thing that Bilal and Shida do is prank one another.
I want to make
this is not a, this was not a prank.
I want to make this clear. She has not corroborated this.
Yes, and she said in this episode, we start the episode with her saying, yesterday was one of the longest days of my life, and she says, I am still resentful about the prank.
Right.
So this was not funny to her. So that's
why don't you explain about this, because not everyone knows about this.
But we talked about this on Married to Reality, actually, because
right.
John listened to it. One of the sissies in our Facebook group said, can someone listen to this interview? I don't have time.
I don't want to.
I respect that. but basically, he
talked about emotional labor.
Yeah.
That's where you come to our group. Some bitch has done it. That's
oh,
the
yeah. And so
some bitch went through like 7 hours of Stephanie Cuckoo's YouTube.
They did.
I'll never forget that.
I'll never forget that. And so,
well done.
Remember when they all watched the leaked like 12-hour tell-all?
That's right.
Never done that. So, but yes, they have this history. Like, I guess I don't remember what it was, but he talked about like he came to visit her, and her and her mom pulled a prank on him. Like, this is a long-standing.
This is what
thing
he was saying,
that they do pranks. However, if she said, this is the first time she's called it a prank. If you listen to her when she describes this, she calls it a test.
Because
that's what it was.
Let me say this now. This is not a prank. This is one person yielding control over another person. And it is to show her that she has no agency in this country unless he gives it to her.
Yes. And I think it is a test of her obedience.
Yes. And it's disgusting, and no one should treat another human being like he treated
I'm
her.
I'm so worried that they're going to get married and we're going to have to see more of them.
We said this. We said this on our Married to Reality podcast.
God, we have fun with
them. I can see this being the couple who seems the happiest. And not that I think that what they've done here wasn't awful, because I do.
Yeah.
I personally, for me, if I was Shida, I would never be able to trust this man again.
No, I wouldn't.
And we all know, though, there are lots of marriages and people stay in relationships where people stay together.
It's just the intention of the prank. That's really what it like. Yeah.
If I think too much about it, it makes me sick to my stomach a little bit.
Yeah. We know. We've talked about it. Y'all all agree with us. So I don't think there's anyone out there saying, it was funny.
Come on. Give Bilal a chance.
Give Bilal a chance.
There are a couple of Bilal defenders, but they're mostly men who hate women.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding.
It's always like, yeah, look at her. She was walking in as soon as like she was in the house saying, this isn't that nice. She like only wanted it for his money. Dude, you need to shut the fuck
like,
up.
Paul, are you mad at Karini and you're in a Reddit group right now? Friendship. I'm going to regret this because I always do every time I say it. But I love her. I really like her a lot. And I'm going to regret it. She'll probably prove me wrong.
I'm coming around to her. I think there's not a lot of people. I kind of like Guillermo and Kara. They're the only ones.
No, I like them.
I like Kobe.
I like Patrick. You're still out, but I do like Patrick.
He's okay. I don't dislike him. But I like Eve.
We're all going to get proven wrong, y'all. They're all.
I would like Muhammad if there was anything there.
yeah, he just needs to be reprogrammed. I think he's got. I think he's like running wrong. I think DOS program.
They took too much out when they lobotomied.
Yeah,
him.
That's yeah. true. So, you know, they and so she says, "Yes, I'm glad that." Things you put me emotionally through a lot.
Also,
but I'm glad things
she
worked
said
out.
He, her exact words were, "I still can't believe he tortured me."
Yeah,
and through this, and that's kind of what it was. And y'all,
and he said, "I'm just glad I made you happy. That's what I love, make you
and
happy."
We say this, we and that even that is. Look at me giving all this to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
It's disgusting.
I'm like, how does that make you? Happy? Make her happy
because exerting control over her.
No, I mean, but it doesn't actually make her happy. It makes him happy.
Did you catch this when he was already? He said, "For 2 years, man." He went. She went 2 years, man, and made fun of the way she spoke.
And she kind of looked at him,
and she kind of went, "I don't sound like that. I just it may. I think it would be different if that was something they did, but it felt like." He's, as an American, he's making fun of the way, which I love the way she speaks.
Oh.
It's yeah. so musical.
What I noticed just kind of with in the beginning and in the dinner is what gives a red flag for me, she doesn't seem comfortable.
No.
Even now that she's in his house.
She's smart. Well, and with, she's in, with now that this around mother, him. Sister, and brother, who would be?
But no, even before they come, she just doesn't seem like she can relax, which
yeah.
I think a lot of that's because of the test. But when we look at other people, like even Kobe seems more relaxed in Emily's house with all these people he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Everyone else seems relaxed, at least relaxed around... Guillermo is relaxed around Kara.
Yeah.
Even
Muhammad.
Miona is relaxed around Bilal, not necessarily around his family.
And Jabri.
Oh, Jabri. Sorry. Miona's is relaxed around Jabri.
She's going to be relaxed wherever she is.
But she's not necessarily around his family. But you know what? But she is. Shida's not at all. And that concerns me.
Yeah. It's. You have a good instinct there. So, mom, sister, and brother. The mom, Halala, sister, Nefertari, and the brother, Raheem.
Raheem.
Yeah. And so they are... Turns out, you guys, when they're sitting there at lunch, which was... It looked like Panda Express put in nice
yeah.
plates.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, yeah. Bilal went to a lot of trouble.
Now I want Panda Express, which is just going to make my blood sugar shoot up.
It just tells
then
you...
Then I'll be hungry an hour later.
If you put it in...
God, those egg rolls are good.
Hey,
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm here.
If you put it... It's a joke if you still put takeout food and things like that. You're not
yeah.
fooling anyone.
You're not fooling anyone.
Just put them in the Panda Express boxes.
Yes.
So the whole family is in on this prank, you guys. Prank. The sister, of course, helped. The mother kind of approved it. They all heard about it. And none of them really thought it was a bad idea.
I mean, the sister did kind of cringe when he
yeah.
said it.
Yeah.
But still let him because below.
That's what I'm saying. They're all monsters.
They're yeah. And so mom is you know, they see each other. They hug. You know, Shida's so likable. Did you see that adorable moment where she kind of leans on the countertop with her hand and then she takes her hand and in her head she goes, "That's stupid. I'm going to look dorky."
Yes!
Like she's trying so hard
now,
to impress them.
When the other moment where I watch this and I kind of scream at my television and I throw things... is when Bilal, they're talking about, they're like, "So I took her to the house and you know what she said? You brought me to all the way from Trinidad to this?" So he's already trying to put animosity between her and his parents and his family.
He is.
What the fuck?
He is. He's trying not
it's
to give her a good
sick.
Job. It's sick. Because the mom says, "Well, she has a kind heart and a kind spirit." That what does that mean? You don't know that. You're just saying bullshit. You don't know if she has a kind heart, kind spirit. You just met her.
I'm going to say this now because I don't need the whole season to tell me this. Bilal hates women.
I think so,
and
too.
And this is him it just going. He's going to spend their whole time together weaponizing his family. He's going to love making his family have suspicions about this woman.
Everyone.
And,
And he doesn't trust her at all.
I feel like human growth hormone guy.
Why does it smell in here like whey?
Sorry, it's whey protein fart.
And so they're asking her, they're saying, well, how was it? And she said, very politely, she said, you know, it took me back to a time. She said, like, the ceiling reminded me of my grandmother's house.
All good things to say.
She said it very, and that's where it belongs. Yeah, she wasn't happy about it. Silence. Just silence. And the sister says,
I'm so
like,
angry.
Oh, she's trying to be nice about it. She's trying not to talk. And Shida then said in an eerie way, she said, well, Bilal is good at keeping secrets. This was traumatizing to her.
Anyway, I watched this like this, y'all.
And then as if it's just going to get worse, Nefertari says, so how do you see, you know, yourself with his
children?
Well,
she said, you've never been married and you don't have children. You're 37. Yes. They brought up the elephant in the room.
Yes. So how do you see yourself? And Shida says, again, she said, it's not a question. It's super easy for me. I'm very close
I love
to
his
my
kids.
Nieces
I,
and nephews.
Yeah.
I want kids. This will be easy for me because I want kids. And then the sister says, well, Bilal, what about you? And he's like, in the dickish way.
I like kids too.
I like kids.
And in the same phrase, he's like, but we haven't talked about that yet. That is garbage. I guarantee you they have tried to talk about it. We've seen footage
of him.
As soon as she brings up kids, he goes somewhere else. And he says, well, that's something we'll have to talk about. So he kicks the can down the road.
He kicks the can down the road.
And again.
Yes.
And so how frustrating for Shida. And y'all, he has no intention of having kids with this woman.
No. At this point, if she needs to get away, I would buy the plane ticket myself for Shida to fly back home.
I would rent a Dodge Caravan, a nice one, not a rapist van, and we would go pick Shida up.
Where would we take her? Because it
doesn't That's something we need to decide.
Okay. They don't have a ferry for the Atlantic Ocean.
She could come out here with us.
Yeah, I think I just would fly.
She going to stay here. Can she stay at your place?
Why don't we drive her to like Orlando and we can fly her out.
That'll
be
better.
Back home or something like that.
Okay. I wasn't thinking about all the details.
Yeah, I think you just wanted to have a road trip with Shida.
I think she'd be fun.
I think she'd be fun too.
We'd stop and get some Taco Bueno.
Oh God, I love Taco Bueno. Give me a Muchaco right now.
So,
but the Sonic Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
They've got those new cake batter shakes at Sonic.
Wow.
Oh.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
They have a chocolate one, but they have a yellow cake batter. And it's literally, it tastes like a yellow cake with pieces of yellow cake batter in it. And
I don't like cake batter.
You can have like 3 bites of it and then you feel like Augustus Gloop and fucking Charlie and a Charlie. You're just so disgustingly full. But those 3 bites are delicious. It's like heaven.
People say
mouth.
They can finish them all the time. I could never finish a milkshake.
I could finish a milkshake. I could film like a Brahms hot fudge shake. But a cake batter shake from Sonic is a different animal.
We
altogether.
Have to move on.
That's fine.
So she basically, then he's basically starts saying, you know, I want to travel and. You know, Shida kind of lives in a fantasy land of blah, blah, blah.
Gaslighter.
Y'all, he says this in front of his family.
Family, yes. However, this is what I'm proud of because she says in her testimonial, she's like, yeah, he's trying to spin this about the kids and put it all on me.
She does say that.
He just needs to be upfront and tell me what the fuck he wants. She'd say what the fuck. But
the cruelest thing this man is doing to this woman who is 37 and who wants to have children is if he strings her along long enough, he's going to take the last bit of childbearing years from her.
And she's going to possibly settle because she doesn't feel like another. You know what, Shida? If you want our semen, you can have it. We'll do that. We'll get a Dodge.
I've got some still left on the headboard up here. I can scrape it off for you. It's not mine.
It's not Poodle's. But as long as you don't mind a surprise,
I'll get a little chisel.
Was guy last night cute?
Ding ding ding. Oh, of course he was. Well, I don't fuck trolls.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's 3 a.m.
When it's 3 a.m. Yeah. and they send you a dick pic and it's a 9-inch one.
Ooh, that's too good to pass up.
It's too good to pass up.
That's all I've got.
God, it's gross.
Should we go to a commercial and then we'll...
Yeah, we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I didn't say that to them though, because I'm not one of like those wives who like says like Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, because you did it at the end of this episode. That's where this whole this segment of them, y'all, were talking about Ari and Binium. Ari would say something, I'd go like, agree. Yeah, Ari. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, she just did something to me that was so deplorable that I thought, and there you are.
It was
again.
Small. It was really small.
It was that was a great way to say it. It's very small. It was just, y'all, I hate her. She's such a gross human. And he's just such a fuckboy.
Well, and I want to transition from that word, because here's why.
Okay.
He's not a fuckboy anymore. He is just a completely avoidant human being who has no fucking agency in his own life.
True. And I think he's someone who likes to be a victim.
Yep.
Because let's talk about this, because where were we where someone told us this? Oh, again, so this seems corroborated. Again, when I was on Stephanie on Rose Prick, so she actually did a bunch of research about people. And because we were talking about Ari and Binium, and she was like, I like Ari. But apparently she like saw documents, because she was like, it was on Reddit. She's like, but I saw the leak. Apparently, Binium signed over his rights to his first child.
And I told you, I assumed that happened.
You assumed that, but I did not.
Uh-huh.
Because the way this story is edited is that Binium's child was ripped from him.
Yeah.
From his grasping arms. Y'all, he fucking...
It's not how it works.
...signed the kid away. And so now he's...
But he had to, because otherwise he would have had to pay child support, which he probably could not do at the time.
He wasn't paying child support before.
Right.
So he wasn't being responsible in this
whole situation. Because he's a dancer.
Because he's a dancer playing the bongo butt drums.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't make a lot of money. I'm not saying that he's got his problems in his own life, but this idea of poor me, no.
He loves to do it. And
don't
buy
it.
and the sisters are the ones that gave him all that. We had no parents, so I was raised by my sisters, and I love them, and blah, blah, blah. The thing is, you have no agency. You won't even do anything. You're so avoidant that you tell your sister, your family, your only family, mm-hmm. that you are leaving the night before you're leaving. How well you value your family.
That is who I feel sorry for, are his sisters. Even
no,
though
they're awful
they're
too.
They're awful too. But I did feel sorry for them this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were crying. But
I get why they're saying what they are. I wish they would, because he's their little baby boy, here's the perfect little beanie.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they could just see how much Beanie is responsible for their dislike of Ari.
Yes.
And how he uses her as a wedge in their relationship.
And yes. And he wants his sisters to do the dirty work that he doesn't have the balls to say and do to Ari.
Yep.
He's scared that Ari's going to take his child away and
right.
also just scared of confrontation,
yep.
period.
Yep. And is always like, and I'm going to miss blah, blah, blah. But he's not active in his life. Mm. And someone like Ari, that's perfect because he's an artist and she can just make all the decisions.
And Ari is a controlling monster and always wants to boss everyone around and tell them what to
exactly. do. Exactly. So it's perfect for her.
Remember, y'all, that's why she broke up with her first boyfriend just 3 years ago. It was like 3 or 4 years
no,
ago.
No, the ex. Not the ex. Husband, not a
or
boyfriend.
The husband, yes. You should have seen Stephanie's face on Rose Bricks when I told her that part. She went, what? I was like, yeah, and she invited him over to the house.
Oh, they live with him.
And they
live
went,
with him.
What? It was great. It was great to see her face.
No, and like, oh yeah, we're like best friends.
That is the best part, y'all. If you're new to this season and you're like, I like Ari, watch her previous seasons.
I invite you to go back.
Oh, yeah.
When it all started. And see the wonderful.
Really, her second season was when she really showed herself after she had the baby. Yeah.
The first season, no one really liked her, but she was divisive in that she's having a baby.
People
blah,
felt
blah,
sympathy
blah.
For
but
her.
But the second season after she had the baby, she was just a total monster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, let's talk about these two great people.
So this is post wine throwing and they're leaving Ethiopia tonight. And y'all, this is so funny. Beanie says, I'm going to lunch with a family. And she's like, do you want to go? Of course she doesn't want to. I don't blame her.
She doesn't want to. Also, the family does not want to see her. And also, no one wants to see this makeup.
Y'all, it is egregious.
This is like, there's no. So what she's doing, Ari is combining a cat eye and a smoky eye. Those things should not
a
be combined.
A smoked cat eye,
yes,
if you will.
I will say, I will look forward to see Miona's makeup tutorials because her makeup does look, except for maybe the darkening of her skin.
Yes.
Her eye makeup looks really nice.
It is extreme for during the day for Rapid City.
It is for 10 a.m. in Rapid City. It's a lot. But she does a beautiful cat. But the rest of the eye is kind of a clean, like, fresh look. And when Ari's in a testimonial, she looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's because someone else did it.
She, like, watched.
She's still got her Crayola nails, too.
I think Ari's favorite thing as a kid was to watch the Munster reruns on Nick at Night. And she saw that Munster mom, and she said, that's
Morticia. No, that's Adams.
That's Adams. Who's the Munster mom? Cynthia. Is it Cynthia? Carrie.
Herman Munster.
There's Herman Munster.
And then
Myrtle. Why haven't they redone the Munsters?
Marilyn was the normal one.
They're always more interesting to me than the Addams
Family. Who
was
the wife on the Munsters? Someone is screaming.
Hey, Siri, who was the wife on the Munsters?
Your Siri always gets it wrong.
She doesn't care.
Mine answers to my voice. Hey, Siri, who was the wife on the Munsters? Yvonne DiCarlo played Lily Munster.
Lily Munster. Anyway, Ari saw this eye makeup, and so she brought it out. If you're looking on the intimate portrait right now, you're sitting here talking. You're getting a makeup tutorial right now, but I'll do it. I'll do it close in the camera, y'all, so y'all can see.
Okay? This is weird.
She's going to sit on your table. She brought it out to here, and then she took the black over here, but then she didn't blend it at all. It looks like she just colored her eye with a... I saw that. She looked like she just colored her eye with a fucking Sharpie.
It was bad. But
okay,
I don't blame her, though, for not wanting to go.
Not at all.
Because she knows that Beanie is going to stay out of the way. Because he even said, I don't want to be in the middle of this.
You are in the middle of this.
The thing of it is, you have the responsibility of being in the middle of this.
It is your family. You should take responsibility for that and also try to make amends with them and your wife.
It's the same issue.
At this point, if this went on for 10 years, then whatever.
Yeah, it's the same issue I had with Elizabeth and Libby saying to Andre, you know my family, they're blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you say I am your advocate. Beanie will never do that.
Yeah, we're watching Libby and Andre right now in our class.
Right.
We're doing season 5, which is a good season, y'all.
So many wonderful train wrecks.
We just saw the first meeting of Andre and Libby.
Chuck and Charlie.
Chuck. So where are you from?
Moldova.
Moldova.
Never heard of that country.
Moldova.
And wait, what kind of stuff they got there?
Where Andre says, I am not marrying country. I'm marrying your daughter.
Can you get a Bud Light there?
But we see, y'all, it has been Libby's avoidance all along that has created that wedge.
And this has not helped.
Very similar.
This has fomented Ari and the sisters' relationships. Yes, neither one of them are nice to the other. But it needs Beanie to be a peacemaker, and he's never going to do that.
Never. John Cena.
I do blame. Wow, because of the series.
Yeah.
Wow. I never watched it. People seem to have liked it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to him.
I guess you watched that while I was trying to do more reality shows for our show.
Yeah.
When I was investigating things for us to watch.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll remember that when you say, I don't have time to watch any of this. I'll remember that.
I watched them. It's just, you'll
pay.
You're watching The Staircase right now. I can watch John Cena.
Oh my God. Y'all, Colin Firth as William Peterson, or not William Peterson, the guy Peterson on The Staircase. He's got all of the vocal affect. He's like, hello, it's kind of high and up here. Yes, blah, blah, blah. It is. And Toni Collette is the wife. They got that Patrick Schwarzenegger kid in there, too. And I'm like, who did you fuck? Yeah, you're a Kennedy and a Schwarzenegger, but damn.
You just answered your own question.
But, like, I know he's been in little things as an actor, but that's a big, big role.
Is he good?
He's one of the kids. He's okay. Also, Sophie Turner's in it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, she's about to have another baby.
Yeah.
I didn't know she had a first one.
I can't keep track of babies.
To Jonas's, they're just having babies. God, I want to have Nick Jonas's baby. You don't?
I don't want to have anyone's baby.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind getting pregnant with said baby.
Uh-huh.
And then
taking a plan B?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I like the baby making. I don't like the baby cooking.
Oh, I
or
do
want to
be
taking care
I
of
do
the baby.
Be pregnant. I'm one of those men that I'm jealous that women can get pregnant.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun.
Most women find it appalling when men say that.
No, I don't mean it. Maybe you do find it appalling. Come at me. But I just am. I do. I'm just like, now, granted, a lot of women probably do a lot of whataboutism. Like, well, yeah, but I'm jealous that I don't get paid equally.
Exactly.
But I don't think that has anything to do with that. That's whataboutism.
But no, I'm saying they say you're coming from a place where you can say you don't ever have to do it. So
I don't ever have to do it, but I'm just saying, I think it would be a cool thing to do. And I know that it's not good, not fun. I love to talk to my women friends about babies and all that. You just pee yourself, but still, FOMO.
Gross.
All right, where are we?
We're at dinner, or sorry, lunch, and he's going to see his sisters with Avi and his brother, And he said, I want your blessing. And basically, she's like, Ari decided not to come. And the sister's like, yeah, we thought she would.
That was a good call.
Yeah. And then he
and
says.
And Wish says. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
He says, the producers were talking to the sisters. And they're saying she needed us to come here and say that she was sorry. And the producer's like, did you need to say you were sorry? And the sister, Wish went, no.
No.
So. That's when you already know this rift is irreparable.
It's irreparable
for anyone besides Beanie to do it. Because Beanie would say, because Beanie is saying, I want my family to get along with my wife. Then do the fucking work, you child.
He doesn't do work.
That's the thing. This is when we say fuckboy, that is this idea that
No responsibility.
Yeah. I will do whatever I want with no responsibility, and that's okay.
I bet you he's just a fun dad.
Yeah.
And I bet you that Ari and Benny had to get, I forget what it's called.
She's always the heart. She's always the heavy.
But they had to do that because I don't think Benny does anything in the house. Except for play with
the kid,
and lift him up and teach him gymnastics.
I am quite certain that the worst thing about leaving Ethiopia is that they're leaving Avi's nanny.
The worst thing, and
that's the only reason Ari was crying.
Her parents are just going to pay for another one in Connecticut.
They will. But that was the woman that Ari was like, braid my hair, please. The first thing to the nanny.
I guess nannies do that, but I was like,
if you're Ari's nanny.
The kid? Like, are you a nanny for the baby or a nanny for Ari?
I think you get two for one.
Yeah.
With that one. So
that woman probably went to the airport and that she just went, finally. She's just like,
she just doubles over.
Thank you, God. I'm sure
she'll miss Abby. Doubt she'll miss Ari.
She'll miss that baby. Yeah.
So anyway, he starts to cry at this kind of like reunion. And Mimi says, this is the best thing that Mimi says. She's like,
Mimi. Mimi.
I had to make that in the right key.
Mimi.
Die. Or not die yet. You come back.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway.
I waylaid you with rent.
ACT break. Y'all.
Oh no!
If you ever want sometime that this if you ever want to watch my face do this, is hearing the phrase AZT break on a cast album, especially when we hear it in 2022.
Again, people are gonna be mad that we're quoting it.
I know.
All right.
So anyway, going on backwards, we're saying is they said, Wish says, you know what. Do you know what naivete means?
I thought this was so interesting.
And he's like, and I said, of course he doesn't.
Of course he doesn't. And she said, you know, it's foolishness.
Yeah.
Don't be foolish and take care of yourself. And I said, and this is why he is always that way. Because you both have babied him so much and you didn't teach him to take responsibility. And so that's why he doesn't know what naivete does.
And then when we're seeing in America, you guys, Janice has basically become his surrogate mother.
Exactly.
Janice and he are having the best time.
The best time.
Because he's a very childlike person.
Yes, he is.
And yeah. And so, you know, people can make it work with situations like this. What you cannot make it work with is family members who will challenge you and who will fight for this person's allegiances.
I think he loves Janice. He likes Ari.
He even, remember what he said? He's like, I would go even if I didn't love Ari. But I do love Ari.
But I do love Ari, yeah.
So anyway, so they even say, we're rooting for your happiness. Are you going to find your first son? That's a big thing for them.
That's why I brought that up.
Yes.
He said he's going to find it. And then he was like, woe is me. Woe is me. I'm just don't.
But remember, you guys, he signed away. And I, like I said, I wasn't surprised that he had signed away. I just assumed.
I did not. So that's why I bring it up. Because I think some listeners maybe didn't.
I just assumed.
I fell into the thing. I felt very sorry for him that his child was just taken away from him.
You could not the legal system, they could have worked within the legal system to do that.
And it might be because he couldn't afford child support. But again, it's I don't feel sorry. If you have the adultness to have it, to not use protection and have a baby, then you have to be an adult and pay for your child support of your kid.
He will never be an adult.
He'll never be an adult. Yeah.
So,
it's leaving day. They're leaving.
It's leaving day, Auntie Shrew.
His family wants to come with him or come to the airport and say goodbye.
And that's when Arby is like, "It's that sign. I just want talk to them. I'm not going to be one of those wives who are like,
No." And so they're like, "We don't want to really make eye contact with her." Or she said, "We don't want to face Ariella." And she just goes, "That's not nice. I heard that." No. And so she just gets in the car and she says, "I want to be done with it." But then the part that chilled me, y'all, the aunts of this child said, "Is she willing to let us kiss the child goodbye?" And I thought, yeah, if she'll let you kiss the child. She did not.
She said, "He's sleeping and it's cold."
She did not let those women see their nephew.
And I agree. I don't know if you noticed this, and I'm not saying this is a reason, but the show justified it with this. They said, "Oh, is he finally asleep?" when they were coming up to there, because obviously Avi hadn't slept all night. So what either the production were saying, Avi is finally asleep, so they may be able to get him to sleep through the flight, and that would be, they didn't want to wake him up.
I mean,
I think that's what they were just trying to justify. I'm not saying that was good or bad, but that was the way they were justifying.
You can kiss a sleeping baby on the head and not wake them up.
That is true.
So the fact that she just withheld that, that turned my stomach.
That's when they said she is evil. That's when the sisters said
I don't
that.
Blame them. And so I see why they think that.
I want to know from our listeners, though. I want to know what you, because I took that as we can't put our baby, we don't want them to come in and rile our baby up so he will not be awake. I just want feedback from that. Like, so let us know.
I mean, I kind of think.
I agree with what you're saying.
It's a 14-hour flight, so the baby's going to wake up anyway.
I agree with what you're saying, but I want to know if we're not missing something.
Maybe, but.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty awful, too.
I thought it was gross. Ugh.
So, and they even tell him, the sisters say, "If you have problems, we will buy you a ticket. We'll get you back here." And this
again,
is,
Mimi says, "Don't be naive. Remember that word of the day from yesterday? Don't be naive."
He's already forgotten it when he's on the plane.
And she says, they're crying, talking to the camera. She says, "He just trusts everyone and he believes everyone because they know he's emotionally a child."
Yeah. And welcome, because I hate to tell you, sisters, but for letting him, for trying to avoid everything and letting him do that his whole life, you have participated in this.
It's like you wanted to shield him from his parents' side. And Wish said, which is true, she said, he's in the definition of stuck.
He is.
He is. And he created it.
Yep.
Co-created with Ari. I don't feel bad.
Shall we talk about Jabri and Miona?
I just want to say, Ari said at the end of that, she just looks at me, she goes, "Are you okay?" And I'm like,
"Yes, no, no."
Like, you fucking care?
No, there's no real.
No, he's not okay because you just wouldn't let his sisters kiss his son goodbye.
Yeah,
fuck you.
I want to know if we're just not missing something there.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
I've been around a lot of babies and hell, and been with sleeping babies, and I was very involved in my nephews.
Right.
Like, if they were asleep, I could. I wouldn't be an asshole and go, "Hey, and wake the kid up."
Right.
But yeah, we're not parents, so yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let's do it.
So we're waking up the next day in Rapid City. And he's like, "How about some breakfast? Some fruit?" And she's like, "Just fruit?
Just fruit?"
And y'all, This is the other thing about not doing for her. He treats her like a princess, which only empowers her to act more like one.
It's true.
So he fixes her yogurt, gives it to her in bed, and I guess he's trying to treat her like a queen. But with someone like Miona, that's only going to make her infinitely worse.
Oh, yes.
And
oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Anyway, she's basically tells us that she's never had to do the laundry, cooking, cleaning, or anything because her family all did that for her.
They did.
So, y'all, she's a princess in her own family.
Yes.
And so that's what he's got. He's got a princess.
And she, but it, her, it is a problem how, I will say, she just seems not willing to look at reality because at this point, Jabri has been clear about their situation.
I disagree that he's been clear before the show.
Before. I agree with that. But at this point, meaning we've seen in the show, he's like.
But that means he's been clear for one day.
I guess that's true. But still, she said, looks at me, she said, so do I need to unpack everything?
That's true.
Maybe she's just taking time to accept it.
Here's the thing.
I don't think so.
Here's
the thing. She's stubborn.
Here's what I'm saying. I think he always does this. She pushes back
and gets what she wants.
Uses magic pussy.
Yeah.
And gets what she wants.
That's true.
Every single time.
But what she doesn't realize, he has a credit score of 300.
maybe 480.
Maybe. It's definitely not over 500, y'all.
Mm-mm.
He broke.
As a joke.
He's broke as a joke.
So, y'all, she's not unpacking. And he's like, I don't think I'll unpack everything now. And she's like, I don't know how long we're going to stay here. And instead of him saying and being firm with her and saying, we're going to stay here for as long as we need to. I've said this before. I've said this with you on the phone and you've poo-pooed it. And unfortunately, I haven't been strong enough about saying, I don't have any money. Neither do you. This is us. We are poor. And I,
me go broken.
And so, because I don't think he's afraid to do that because it's a hubris thing.
Yes.
I think he wants her to always see him as very successful.
Yes.
And the more he talks about it, the...
Well, Poodle, you're forgetting, though. He just needs one song. Just one song.
Yeah. So, he repeats that, you know, and she says, she's like, I think... I don't understand why you're pushing to stay here when you know this is not what I want. And then she says, this is how she gets her way. She's like, am I not important enough to you? She makes it a...
She's smart, y'all.
She makes it a ranking of importance. And
yeah.
Just like she did with David, she's like, is he important. Your family or am I your family?
Yeah.
Who comes first?
Yeah.
So, and he is so afraid of either, I'm sure he's been through rejection in his life, but this kid is chasing her so hard. I shouldn't call him a kid because he's 29 years old.
But he doesn't act like it. It's shocking that he is 29.
He's chasing her so hard, and it's for a 29-year-old, it seems really lame.
Yes.
But he basically says, but you know, we have to pay for the wedding. And she says, that's right. I want a nice beach wedding that doesn't look cheap. And so she starts to kind of understand. And he says,
he's like, well, let me get my music career going. I just want to say, he said this in the all seriousness. Let me get my music career going and you get your makeup line started. I just want to say, it's as if he said, Miss Estee just woke up one morning and said, you know what? November 4th, I'm starting a makeup line today.
I need a Serbian girl.
Yes, I'm Estee Lauder starts now. Nordstrom's, open the doors. This is years in the making. They have no idea what they're doing.
The other part of this.
I'm not saying they're not hardworking. I just want to
preface.
But they have no idea what they're doing.
He said, we ought to get our careers going. And then she says, and this is interesting, and I want to kind of talk about this a little bit. She's like, do you really think that this is the place to start our careers? And he, without missing a beat, says, with the internet, any place is the right place. And I said, yes and no.
No, I said no and no.
Well, yes, you can write your own music in that kind of stuff. But you guys don't realize, if you're not starting a thing like this, how much schmoozing is important. If you're not in Los Angeles or New York for makeup and beauty and stuff like that, I don't know where you're going
to
help
but
you.
But also, Miona, she wants to do a makeup line, so she can do her own tutorials, but where does she find models?
Exactly.
Where does she find... And now in makeup, you can't just have white models. This isn't a diverse town. You need diversity in your models.
Right.
Where is she going to find photographers that are going to do these type of...
Yeah.
All of this
so
kind of stuff.
So she's right here.
So she's full on right. What I'm saying, I said no and no because he's basing that off of... He can put a song out on YouTube and it becomes viral. That's literally what this man, I think, is basing his success on.
But then that's not our whole career to make.
I know, but I'm saying that's how
simplistic.
How simplistic and so not far, how short down the line
he
is
looking.
Yeah, you're
right. You're right. But and that's why it's laughable.
It's like a Judy Garland fucking Mickey Rooney movie. We just need one hit show, Judy.
Even they knew they needed to put a show on her barn.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Even they knew we had to think about this.
We have to think about this.
This is going to take at least 6 days of rehearsal.
The barn's going to need a stage.
Yeah. I think, and we have to invite Ann Miller.
And we have to. And it better be peppy.
And she's going to we're going to fly her in for Los Angeles.
We are.
So we still have to do that.
Yes.
But that's when I thought to myself, he's criticizing Miona for having big dreams and wanting to go to Los Angeles. And he's trying to be magical about it. We can do everything here. And that's why I'm like, you're more naive than she is about America.
Sure.
Y'all, the schmoozing that you need to get stuff done in the music industry, the fact that he's not, even if he's on the phone, you can't do that. You have to be in the studio with these people.
Yeah, because it turns out it's people, you can be talented, but people want to know you're hardworking.
Right.
And you'll get the job done.
It's not like Evelyn having that guy, Mike, in her New Hampshire studio. In there.
I see stars.
In there, Florence and the Machine.
Hi,
man. Evelyn.
Was that good?
Not Evelyn, not Florence the Machine, but Evelyn and the vacuum cleaner.
Evelyn and the vacuum.
Mom, I'm recording music.
Home.
I love New Hampshire.
Y'all check that out. We're
y'all
doing
season five.
Dave and Evelyn on our class list, on our Patreon.
More.
I can't
more,
get
more.
Enough. That is cringe that makes me so happy.
I'd watch the spinoff in a second.
Isn't it weird how some cringe, like Bilal and Shida, I watch like this, and David and Evelyn, I watch like this.
You know what it is? You and I have a hard time at least I won't speak for you, but I think I know. It's hard watching a man trying to control
it is harder.
And take care of a woman, whereas Evelyn's horrible.
Yeah.
And David's horrible.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, I'm glad that Ari and Benny are going to the U.S. because I think, honestly, they will become more entertaining.
Me too.
Because they're going to be, they're going to both be just bad for each other.
She's going to become the monster, finally become the monster she was always been waiting for us.
Yes. And watching Patrick,
and her family hates her.
Yeah, if
so
Pius
there
is really bad to Patrick, that will actually bother me a bit because he just seems like a tender-hearted guy.
Yeah, I kind of would enjoy it.
That'll be hard for me.
So anyway, y'all, the only thing you need to know here is there.
Corn dogs.
I love a corn dog.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
I will definitely say that the parents would have preferred corn dogs to chicken voila.
Yes. I will say, too, that if you have not been to Disneyland or Disney World and had the corn dogs there, you did it wrong. You know, Sissy Robin just went, yeah!
Did you notice there was that little bit when he's like, she still wants this, and he's like, oh, you're frustrating, but you're just so sexy. I hate this fucking kind of talk.
No.
It is microaggression, Like, and he said,
it's also out of a movie. Everything's a movie line to him.
And he's like, I hate it. And so then he's like, they're at the grocery store. And
she
of course,
was cute at the grocery store.
And of course, he's dressed like an asshole as normal.
Yeah, no, but she was like, I again, it was kind of like with Karen Guillermo, where she's like, eight burritos or $3?
I always enjoy the first grocery store trip.
Because it and not because I'm like making fun of them. It makes me have perspective of our country and where we live here. And it's kind of some of the ridiculousness of everything being so available in America.
Did you notice that he's like, I hope they had what we need. Like, what are you going to make? Duck L'Orange? Neither of you know how to do anything.
They don't know how to do anything.
So he...
y'all, here's a tip. This is what I'm going to say. You're more of a cook than me. But I will say, if you don't know how to cook and you want to cook someone dinner... just make a good homemade spaghetti.
Yeah.
With the jarred sauce.
It's harder. Well, with a jarred sauce, it's harder than you would imagine to do that. But that is a good thing. That they could have done that.
Cook some meat if you want, or you make it veggie.
They chose to do something even easier.
But they still fucked it up. Also, serving it with lemonade is really what I went...
And announced the drink like they had made it.
Yes.
They had made it,
Even
too.
Brian was like, what's the vintage, the father? Anyway, but yes, they're in the grocery store. She's freaked out by the fruit. It was a cute moment when she like looks at a cheese stick and he's like, no. And so they get that. I mean, she said that's where she talks about like she lived with her parents and that.
And they did everything.
They did everything. But she says to him, she said, you know. What do you think about the statement where she said, the thing that I don't like is we are grown adults and we shouldn't live by someone else's rules. And is that, I'm asking, is that an American standard that we say here in the U.S., you live in my house, you live by my rules? Is that not like something in Serbia? Because to me, I always think, yes, I am an adult. But if I had no money and I lived with my mother, even if I was a 43-year-old adult, I somewhat live by her rules.
I think she's saying we, but she's mostly meaning he.
Yeah.
In that case, she resents, obviously, she resents having to go to Rapid City and live in the same place, mostly because she wants to fuck his brains out, and she wants to wear whatever she wants, and she wants to be whoever she wants, because, you guys, Miona... gets everything she wants through controlling the men she's with, mm-hmm. or controlling Jabri. Mm-hmm. And she controls him by saying, I won't like it if you do that. And he follows her. Magic pussy.
All right.
And the next, y'all, they are making chicken voila or chicken tonight, which this is, they decide maybe we should get some pre-made meals. Y'all, again, they take a frozen chicken Alfredo pasta, just drop it into the pot. There's no oil. There's no nothing to do here. You're just heating it up. They could have done it in the microwave.
They could have.
I
feel like chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight.
Even chicken tonight chicken requires tonight. You to cut up a chicken.
I don't think they make that anymore.
They don't. No. They don't. No. We loved it.
It was a very easy, yeah.
But we only liked it because of the commercial. Yeah. I feel like chicken tonight.
Like chicken. Everyone under 30 is going, what are they talking about?
They're so old.
They're so old. So then they go back and forth a lot. There's not... But they get into this talk about David, and it's kind of the same beat, meaning that it's this, like you said earlier, it's the same thing of she keeps saying,
but I'm your family.
I'm in your family. I'm more important. Even when he explains that
he's going to be godfather to his kids.
They had a ceremony in Serbia.
Never go against the family.
But
a Serbian godfather.
A religious ceremony.
Yeah.
So when he said that, I went,
and he's
you're
like,
right.
And she doesn't care about it.
She doesn't care about it at all.
You know, she's only happy.
I'm only happy when it rains.
I'm only happy when I get my way. And she will say anything to do. She's a fucking princess. And y'all, yeah. You can live with people like this. You can make it possible to live with people like this. However, if you don't live by their rules, they will make you miserable.
Which, can we talk about the dinner?
Let's do it.
So now here's my theory.
Okay.
That Stephanie from Rose Picks convinced me of. It's interesting you just said that because Stephanie has convinced me that Jabri's mother is the same way. She is completely trolling him and her because...
And Miona.
Yes, trolling Jabri and Miona because Stephanie made me see how inappropriate really his mother acted in that last dinner. And then we just see tonight, when I watched this dinner, I thought, this is horrible the way her mother is acting in front of Miona. The ungratefulness, the making her feel stupid, making her feel childlike.
Yeah.
Making her feel like an imbecile when they're doing, maybe it's not the best, but they are doing what she asked them to do. And what Stephanie said, maybe I feel this way because my mom was a therapist as well. She said, but his mom knows how people work and she knows
that's true
how to get what she wants. And she said, mark my words, she's gonna troll them this entire season to get them to break up.
No, I think that's a fair
and
I think
thought,
that's a fair
okay, I'm gonna think about idea. That. And then I saw it this episode and I went, you're right.
Here's
that, and I understand now why Jabri has all this animosity because he doesn't have the emotional intelligence to verbalize his anger, but that's where it all comes from, I think.
It's interesting because he, as soon as, I think what's interesting is instead of, they are both such fuck-ups that they couldn't actually make a meal. That they, and the parents both know this is something that's defrosted.
Yeah.
And I think this was supposed to be a scene that most people were thought was funny. They even accompany it by
funny music. Clown music, yeah.
And so I think that's how it was supposed to be. I don't think Jabri felt that way at all. I did not see a lot of Miona's face because I don't think a lot changed.
I don't think a lot moves
it kicked
in her face.
So,
but even Brian, the dad, even he, you could tell he was kind of like, put off by the way when he saw Jabri was uncomfortable.
Yeah,
he was put off by the way
the mom
felt bad in the way she and she just so, kind of dug in deeper.
Mom basically says this looks interesting, and they're saying now it's okay to say in the confessional this food was awful. It's okay to say that. However, they basically say later on, mom says the chicken is rubbery. The thing about it is, you guys, if I'm at someone's house. Or even this, I'm trying to think if, how about this? If you're at your brother's house and his new girlfriend or his new wife is making, and they're making dinner for the first time, and you know that they're trying to do this, even if something is good, you may make a little bit, you're like, no, it's not bad. No, it's not bad. You won't continue to make fun of it because you love your son. I think either this was set up to be this way and they and
like in a fraudacity way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or
I can see that.
Or they really take joy in needling their son and his choices of who he dates.
And I kind of am feeling just based off of this and the last dinner, I'm worried that that's the case.
Yeah.
Because
I could see your point.
I want to say, well, it's Stephanie's, but I'm just, but I thought too, if you want to be, I get it. He probably is a fuck up. But what if her mom said, you know, yeah, the chicken's a little rubbery. You know what? The next time we do dinner, why don't you and I cook something together and I'll show you how you and Jabri, how I cook something. And then it becomes like a thing where they get together. Miona feels like she's being included. Jabri probably will roll his eyes, but at least make him cook something too. And it's just, it wasn't just seen that way at all.
No, mom wants,
it's really judgmental.
Mom wants Miona out of Jabri's life. I knew that from the first episode.
And I did too. Yeah. And so it's just, it makes sense probably why it's like, I think Jabri thinks probably he's never been taken seriously by her. So he almost, like he feels this, I don't know, maybe he, that's why he doubles down on his
I was going to say,
I would,
because he's a total fuck up.
I would be able to take him seriously if he did not take himself so seriously.
Yeah, no,
and it backfires.
It backfires, and instead of like saying, I'm going to do something responsible and show my mother and show her I'm not a fuck up, he's like, I'm just going to be more of a fuck up and carefree spirit.
And then she goes in the next room to get candy, and then she just goes and drops a bag of Rolos on the table.
I'm fine with that.
And it was like, dessert is served. Loved that.
I love that too. And that is where Jabri said, you guys got to stop. She's really trying. She's never cooked food for even her own parents.
Yeah.
So it's just, I do feel like the...
And it was done, and even though it was defrosted food, y'all, for someone like Miona, this is cooking. And they could have been more polite and less bitchy.
They could have been more... I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that things... But it just... I'm just... That said, Jabri's such a fuck-up. In a way, maybe it's demented. I don't mind the mother necessarily trolling
him. I don't
him,
either.
But it is... But, it, you know, we just... Again, I just have to... I'm on no one's team here. I'm just here for the pageantry of ridiculousness that this storyline will serve.
And then Mom says at the end, well, this was a fun... first dinner, and it had so much judgment.
So much.
I will say, she would be a nightmare mother-in-law.
Oh, nightmare. Because yeah. Even like, what would Mother Poodle have said at this dinner?
You know, my mother is super polite about stuff like this.
That's what I'm saying.
She would have eaten it and say, she would know what she would have done, because she would have found where she says, she would have found things like, the sauce is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she would have just picked at her food, but she would have gotten it down, because that's what politeness, especially if it was if my sister-in-law had made it food. My sister-in-law's not a good cook. Sorry if you're listening.
I don't think she claims to be. Does she?
She doesn't. She doesn't claim to be. But I don't think... I think my mother would praise it as going on, but then maybe she'd make comments about it later, but not like this. No, this was...
I mean, she literally, the mom this said, was she rude. Said, she said, this chicken is nasty.
This was rude.
Not even, this doesn't taste good. Yeah. Nasty.
This was, and you can be kind of like, you can be of two teams. I'm here for the brutality of it. You can enjoy
it. I kind of am.
But... at one point, it is like, let's, if we look at this realistically, it's mean.
I just hope the whole, I know I originally said, she's going to break this up, but I didn't realize it was going to be, I thought it would be in a little bit more funny way.
You know how this would have actually been funny? If Miona had claimed to be a good cook, and she was doing things, and we saw her do like a birdcage meal of eggs, and it was all messy.
Yeah.
And then everyone's eating it going, it would be like a comedy thing. This wasn't that. This was two people who were completely unskilled to do anything in their lives, defrosting a frozen meal, hoping to get their parents to like them. And we got nothing.
Yeah.
So it was in the middle of like tragedy and comedy, and nothing really worked.
God, that sounds terrible, but I kind of look at both of them, Jabri and Miona, and I'm like, are y'all just taking space up in the world? What can y'all
do? Yes.
What can you do?
Yes.
Y'all, that's the show. Excuse me, I had a little hiccup in the burp at the same time.
You hiccup all the time.
Go to realitygaze.com, everybody. That's where you can get tickets for our live shows. Hey, Salt Lake City, we are hoping that.
Oh. This fucking venue, y'all.
We're trying, but they're having tech issues on their end with the VIPs. So if you're not getting VIPs, please let us know.
We're never going to use this venue again.
It's been, maybe say that after the show.
They're not listening.
But still, it is upsetting to us that now it's been like a week and a half now.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure we said something bad about Joseph Smith earlier.
Yeah.
So
they just need to get it fucking fixed. Yeah. So. We're trying to do that as best we can.
So stupid.
Anyway, y'all, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, go to the website to find the live show dates. We hope to see you this summer. Check out our Below Deck episodes and our and our
Summer House.
Summer House episodes. And we call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and on a serious, really serious note.
Oh, what?
If you feel like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight, call us.
Call us.
Get some chicken cacciatore.
I fell for that.
Like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.